helping hand. I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. U.S. forces coming to the aid of Israel to fight off the attack of drones and missiles launched by Iran.
U.S. Central Command has been extremely busy in the skies over the Middle East. The U.S. military has intercepted, we can report based on conversations I've had with senior U.S. officials, dozens of those attack drones before they got to Israeli airspace. So very few of those missiles and drones actually made it into Israeli airspace. That is good news. The Israeli Air Force, obviously in the skies above Israel, as well as along its borders, protecting, shooting down many of those drones.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Fox says that the U.S. intercepted about 70 of Iran's drones and missiles. Iran launching the attack in response to Israel killing two senior Iranian generals in Syria earlier this month. President Biden, meantime, pledging support to Israel after Iran launched retaliation airstrikes.
This relationship between Netanyahu and Biden has been strained recently. In the lead up to Iran's attack on Israel, Biden reiterated the ironclad, unwavering U.S. support for its ally. But just a couple of days prior, Biden had also said through a statement that U.S. policy toward Israel would change if Israel didn't take immediate steps to address disaster in Gaza.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. President Biden issuing a statement Saturday night saying, "I condemn these attacks in the strongest possible terms." The president saying he'll convene G7 leaders for a united response. The president chatting by phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday night. At least seven people shot at a home in Chicago Saturday night. One person has died. The victims include three children. No word on their conditions. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Even in death, O.J. Simpson has disappointed the football world. Fox's Roger Stern explains how.
Football players have been haunted by the fear of CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's the degenerative brain disease likely caused by repeated head injuries. One study found that 92% of former NFL players had it. But it can only be diagnosed posthumously with a brain autopsy. And with O.J.'s death Thursday, a number of medical centers have requested that his brain be made available for research. But according to O.J.'s lawyer, his family has given a hard no to the request. All of his remains will be cremated. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Tax rates don't appear to be getting any lower for middle-class Americans this year ahead of Tax Day. Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis has more.
After saying repeatedly that middle-class Americans wouldn't be targeted by increased tax enforcement efforts, President Biden's IRS is doing just that. The IRS, in an April 2023 strategic plan, pledged its audits would target those earning $400,000 or more. But the Treasury Inspector General finding 63% of new audit targets earned $200,000 or less, so half. Watson says it's just easier to get money out of the middle class because they're less likely to use expensive accountants and attorneys.
The deadline for filing your taxes is this Monday. A large group of river barges broke loose and floated down the Ohio River in Pittsburgh, damaging a marina and causing bridge closures. There were no reports of any injuries after the barges broke free, but Peggy's Harbor, a marina on the river, sustained extensive damage. The city says 11 barges were held against the riverbank and secured by a tugboat near Bruno Island. Well, 14 others continue further down the river. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.